Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A, a little bit after 2 on the Pacific, a little bit after 5 on the East Coast. Thanks for listening live. If you are, if you've downloaded us as a podcast, peas are hard.
Yeah.
I have a fat lip. I didn't get into an altercation yesterday. Just my wallet got, I did get robbed. Not robbed, but...
people will shoot you here, so...
I paid an extensive amount of money for dental services yesterday.
Oh, yes.
And it's just expensive, just in general. I didn't have that much done. But the front of my mouth was numbed. And then when they were done, I left. I put my Invisalign back in, not knowing that I had pinched half of my bottom lip on the inside.
Because of the...
Inside under the Invisalign, which would have caused distress to me had I been able to have any feelings in my mouth.
Yes.
And then when I took it out, there was blood. And when and now today I have a big fat lip on that side. So there you go. So I feel if I sound funny or not, you know, context wise, if I sound like I have some kind of a speech impediment going on today.
It sounds like you're imitating that Bill Cosby. Is it funny to anyone that, I don't know if we've talked about this in the past, but is it funny that Bill Cosby's act was making fun of someone under anesthesia?
Who's under anesthesia?
Well, he was at the dentist, and he's making all these sounds like his lips and everything's numb, and his whole thing was he would drug people and put them to sleep.
Allegedly.
Well, no.
Oh, no, he was convicted.
Well, no.
That's true.
you don't have to say that. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just odd to me that his most famous stand-up bit is about anesthesia, and the thing that kind of makes him... You would have to say infamous would be, yes, squirting on people's feet after he has administered a drug, an anesthesia.
Oh, well, an acting lesson.
Yes.
Don't forget. There were services involved, allegedly.
God.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here.
That's right, Pat.
Maybe it's better. I won't. My peas won't be as plosive.
That's right. Plosive peas. They're killing the environment.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. We're all very excited. Let's whip out some of our more cross-shaped stories. For the most part,
yes.
Although these days it's really hard to discern the difference. Do you remember back in the day when it wasn't even that long ago when they were separate. It wasn't every Republican story we did had some Christo fuck fascist bullshit attached to it.
Was it that, or were the Democrats too centrist to notice?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember them being... I mean, you know, Reagan was all that family bullshit while they're picking your pockets.
Yes. He was racist, too.
And
very racist.
Those motherfuckers can just never, ever... claim this family values bullshit ever again.
And, you know, if you listen to the tapes of Ronald Reagan talking to Nixon, Ronald Reagan was a fucking white supremacist. And it's kind of hard to get around that. I mean, fuck him. I don't know. I think these people is just like they've always been. It's just Trump was a little louder and kind of really good at talking to the idiots, you know.
Did I say thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link? Did I do that part?
I don't know.
Oh, well, let's do it again. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. So use that link every time you go to buy shit. Oh, yeah, I did do it because I remember saying fuck all. Fuck but, all. Thanks.
Go to our Amazon link and buy some shit.
Let us launch and see what's going on in the old headlines. Join us on the Twitter. We're still hanging out at Elon's.
It's kind of a fuckstorm still, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean it's not great. If you have the wrong setting, you're going to see a whole lot of maggotry that you really might not be interested in.
God, I'm seeing all maggotry whenever I go on Twitter. I have to change something.
Yeah, there's a setting that there's the in your timeline.
Thanks, Elon, you stupid shit fuck. God.
The commie pinko liberal Huffington, HuffPo. Yeah, this is DEF CON in Memphis. It says the heinous Tyree or Tyre? Tyre Nichols? I don't know how to pronounce this gentleman's name. I feel bad.
I don't know.
Video set to drop Memphis on Edge. So, you know, it's got to be really bad if they've already charged these motherfuckers with murder, and which is what's happened.
They orchestrated the whole thing to drop it on a Friday fucking night.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. Bury it on a Friday night. Memphis authorities will release body camera footage tonight of police beating Tyre. I'm just going to say Tyre. I apologize if I'm saying it wrong. T-Y-R-E. Nichols, a 29-year-old black man who died 3 days after his January 7th arrest for an alleged traffic violation. So he was murdered. He got the death penalty by our government.
Right.
Because of a traffic violation.
Yeah.
The city's police chief warned Thursday that the footage will depict violence that is, quote, heinous, reckless, and inhumane.
Yeah, it's cops beating someone.
The police chief said, I expect you to feel outrage in the disregard of basic human rights, as our police officers have taken an oath to do the opposite of what transpired on the video.
Ah, fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Resign. You should resign. Is this the police chief of this area?
Yes.
Fucking resign, you fucking pig.
She urged residents to remain calm in the wake of the video's release.
What the fuck?
Shelby County. Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy met with activists to request as well. The president yesterday called for peaceful protests.
How about this? How about not beating someone to death? Call for that, you stupid fucks.
In the Nichols case, 5 officers, Desmond Mills, Justin Smith, Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, and Emmett Martin, were identified for their involvement. They were fired from the department. On Thursday, a grand jury charged them with second-degree murder, 2 counts of official misconduct, 1 count of official oppression, 1 count of aggravated assault, and 2 counts of aggravated kidnapping. The former cops bonded out of jail later that day.
Oh, they got out on bond, did they? So now they're just out and about.
Oh, you fuck right off.
You know what I mean? Whatever.
You put it in there.
How did they bond out? How were they able to afford bail on such heinous charges? Oh, let me guess. The motherfucking cop union. Oh, the fucking pig bitch union. What the fuck?
The dog's barking at her.
These people.
You can probably hear the dog. She's barking at her toy box where she buried a bone, and she's demanding help in retrieving it.
Can I ask you a question? And this is what stymies me is like vexes me. This police chief has the nerve to call for peace from the people. Hey, asshole, the people are being peaceful. Well, you're beating them to death. Your motherfuckers are beating them to death.
Okay, so I don't know. What do we do? I mean, it's
tell that person to fuck off.
They've done what they can do. They've arrested these assholes and they're charged with murder, and hopefully they go away for a long time. And hopefully this will deter other motherfucking assholes from trying to get away with the same bullshit.
Yeah. There's a lot of cops involved in this. And it's hard for me to believe that it's just this bullshit, this behavior is just contained to those people.
An independent autopsy commissioned by the family indicated Nichols suffered extensive bleeding caused by a severe beating. His family and attorneys viewed body camera footage of the beating earlier this week. They say he was stopped for reckless driving, but I skip over names sometimes, and now I'm trying to figure out this person's name and who I'm going to quote. Oh, this is the police chief, Davis, said that she said there's no evidence for that allegation. So they pulled him over. They didn't have a reason to pull him over because he was driving while black.
This asshole can resign. I mean, what the fuck?
The incident became a harsh reminder that police in the city regularly use excessive force on black residents who make up 63% of its population. It's not the first time a traffic stop has turned either violent or fatal in Memphis, and a study found that black drivers were stopped there at disproportionate rates. Oh, what a shocker.
Right. So this police station needs to be disbanded. They need to be disbanded and made to leave. Get the fuck out. That's what people should demand. Because obviously, they can't do their fucking job. How many cops? Did you see all the cops involved and charged? This is a ton. And that little fucking, at the very least, these bitches should be made to take their shit and get the fuck out. What the fuck?
Decarcerate Memphis is a activist organization. Had an analysis that found that state suspended driver's license mainly for unpaid traffic debt. More than 93% of residents with non-reinstated licenses in the state were living in poverty. So it's just another way to punish poor people.
It's a war on poverty, and this idiotic police chief is calling for peace when the whole system is at war with people all the time, particularly black people.
You want violence?
No, they should demand it should stop.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the answer is, but as sure as shit isn't just taking this fucking bullshit from this police chief is insane. That she's talking like a crazy person.
So there you go. There's just a bunch of other stories. Another man, Cornell McKinney, told a local station that's the same unit stopped him on January 3rd, 3 days before Nichols was pulled over. McKinney said they approached him in unmarked cars and didn't initially say what the stop was for, though they later accused him of carrying drugs. He said their vest said MPD Scorpion Unit on the back.
See, that's the deal.
McKinney asked for a lawyer. He said that one officer told him, "This ain't court. This ain't the time for lawyers."
It seems like they've got a whole police station there that their fucking mission statement is to violate people's civil fucking rights.
Some of these drug units are really need to have a look taken at them. That's like the Shield, right? That's what they were. They were some special drug unit that they look the other way because they get so many drugs off the street. Wink, wink, wink.
That was probably a realistic cop show. One in a sea of bullshit. God, how many police precincts? What is this, a precinct or a police department?
Well, The Wire was probably pretty accurate,
too. Yeah, that. But what is this place? It's a PD?
Some Scorpion Squad or something like that within the Memphis PD. There's some anti-gang, anti-drug unit. They probably get to wear jeans and drive around in barely marked cars, and they go around shaking down people.
You know, it's so funny just to think about like the juxtaposition of like the simple word defund would mean like we don't want to give money so Scorpion King can exist. How about we just take Scorpion King's money and have them not fucking exist because they're using all these fancy toys to terrorize people? What the fuck?
So that's the headline at the HuffPo. Let's see if the Drudge Report feels the same. Are they still all Armageddon all the time? Yep. Terror in Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah.
Synagogue shooting. 7 dead.
Jeez.
At least 7 people were killed and another 3 injured in a terror attack at a synagogue in Jerusalem. The terrorist was identified as Alkam Kairi from East Jerusalem, and it was reported that he had no known terror connections, prior to the attack.
Is this related to Jesus or anything like that? Or what is this?
No, this is the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Oh, I'm sure. Asshole terrorist.
Right, right.
Okay. And we don't, of course, agree with terrorism or condone it in any form.
No,
but we also don't agree with...
We're just policed by it, though, in this
country. We don't
agree
with the... we're talking about... I've talked to some Palestinians about what it's like to be policed, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
You might have a different opinion.
You can't compare, but...
Yeah, they've got a gulag basically of parts of Israel where they can't leave their neighborhoods. There's walls.
You know, they would love it though. I mean, you know, because that's the goal, isn't it?
Who?
With our totalitarians over here, they want that. They want to have all that control.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Except it'd be brown people.
Yes.
And us. Yeah. And the libtards. The libtards and the brown people.
Right.
They want to send us all to Guantanamo. There's not that much room.
There's room for them, though, because it's less. There's less of those little bitches than us. That's the thing that gets me about this country. There are less of the little bitches than us. Why are we tolerating them?
Because the really, really rich bitches that run everything like them. And they vote for policies that will help the really, really rich bitches.
And meanwhile, they just fund these cops to terrorize poor people. What the fuck? So stupid.
So as your headlines this Faithless Friday. Also over at the Drudge Report, the World Health Organization. Well, this is the Daily Mail.
Hello.
And it's an exclusive with the Daily Mail.
Right.
So. Is the World Health Organization preparing for nuclear war? ? This is the headline, don't forget, It's a paragraph. Health body publishes list of medicines for nations to stockpile in case of radiation or nuclear emergency, as EU warns Russia is at war with the West.
Okay, real quick, just credibility check. Are there links out to medicines to Amazon pages or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, probably. Infowars.com.
Oh, yeah, you're making me buy iodine tablets. Fuck you.
Colloidal silver.
Yeah, does that...
I didn't say it cured it. I just said that silver is an anti...
You're a globalist. Colloidal silver cures nuclear war.
Are you taking money from Big Pharma?
Oh my God, I want to replay that again. Jesus Christ, that was
That was Piers Morgan recently interviewed Alex Jones.
I don't agree...
It went predictably.
...with Alex Jones in that argument that they're having, of course. But you have to say Alex Jones kind of won that, right?
Well, yeah, and Piers Morgan is a tosser. I mean,
yeah,
he deserves whatever he gets.
Yeah. Jeez, Alex Jones it was a takedown.
But he tried to take down Alex Jones.
God, Pierce, you must not listen to a lot of Alex Jones. I mean, we do because we make fun of him. And, you know, I don't know. I can't imagine getting in a... you're not going to get in a shouting match with Alex Jones and win.
Get around.
Here's my point, Alex. Again, here's my point to you. Here's my question for you.
Believe it.
You are a smart enough person. From interviews I've seen of you with Joe Rogan for 3 hours, you're more than smart enough to do a show where you genuinely examine stories like Jussie Smollett and you ask the right questions as a journalist would do.
What?
But I don't think you are a journalist. And you're not a trained journalist, but you don't come at it like a journalist. You come at it as a commercial operator who's made a fortune from fueling conspiracy theories, which are ludicrous. And to a point,
let me respond to that. You've said that lie.
Let me finish.
You've said that lie 5 times. Piers, you had me here. Let me respond to each lie you spew.
Let me finish.
You had me here. Let me respond to each lie you spew.
And so it begins. I mean, it's just like, is this like Jordan-esque right here? It's just like dunking.
Oh, but yeah,
I mean, it was all
it's
day.
Like Jordan playing against,
Oh, this guy, yeah.
Have me here. Let me respond to each lie you spew.
Let me finish.
Your goal is to spew lies. Let me finish. I'm going to tell you again. I'm not against capitalism, and the people earn money normally and naturally. That's great. If I sell $70 million of food and supplements and books and films, and we make $20 million off that, and I pay my crew and my bandwidth and pay myself a couple million dollars a year, that is accurate. But the idea that I have billions of dollars and the idea that I did these
I don't think you've made billions of dollars. I think you've made several hundred million dollars, and some of the products included very false claims about diet supplements and toothpaste, which could be used to fight coronavirus. And you were sent to cease and desist.
No, all I said is that silver on contact kills all viruses.
No. No.
I think Piers Morgan is used to talking to people that will let, you know, that have conversations. So Alex Jones doesn't have conversations. I think he sees conversations as like, you know, I don't even know.
Battle.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's like got to dominate.
Yeah, I was going to use a stabbing kind of imagery, but that is exactly.
Toothpaste, which could be used to fight coronavirus. And you were sent to cease and desist.
No, all I said is that silver on contact kills all viruses just like sunlight. Mm. And I said vitamin D3 is an antiviral and vitamin C is, and it's a fact. And I also said, Piers, that the studies they'd already done with mRNA vaccines showed they didn't protect you and they erased your immune system and you've had to apologize.
Well, actually, no. No, just to clarify, they do protect you from coronavirus. The difference was that a year into the pandemic, it emerged that the initial feeling that if you had the vaccine, you couldn't transmit it, turned out to be wrong.
When was that? Do you remember that? Or were we just so on the pulse of what was going on? I never for a moment thought the vaccine would prevent me from getting it and or transmitting it.
He had said something about the vaccine that was wrong, and it was some sort of nuance.
Right,
and
that you couldn't transmit it if you got the vaccine.
And he thinks that this explanation is going to be good enough for Alex Jones. That's what's funny to me.
Fine, they do.
But I mean, that trope is, I don't understand that Alex is saying.
I don't know.
That
it wipes your
It wipes your immune system, which is utter bullshit, and that they didn't know.
Well, is that related?
That you wouldn't be able to still transmit it even if you had the vaccine, and it never ever did anyone ever say it would totally prevent you from ever getting the vaccine. It would. Nobody said that.
You know, I don't know how to say this. One of my friends who is kind of dumb in this point, he will say that he doesn't. Not you, man. He says he doesn't want to get the vaccine because he doesn't want to hurt the people around him because when you get it, you shed so much virus.
Oh my God.
And I'm just saying this from what I've seen. That doesn't make any fucking sense, man. I was like, get the vaccine, you fucking idiot.
Protect you from coronavirus. The difference was that a year into the pandemic, it emerged that the initial feeling that if you had the vaccine, you couldn't transmit it, turned out to be wrong. But they do
any
protect
real
you.
Vaccine
they do
protect actually
you. And in fact,
you. Hey, Piers.
Millions.
It's not true. That's not true. It's not true.
He's already started banging on the side of his head.
Any real vaccine
any real
protects
vaccine
you.
It's
not
you.
True.
The pandemic, it emerged that the initial feeling that if you had the vaccine, you couldn't transmit it, turned out to be wrong. But they do
any
protect
real
you.
Vaccine
they do
protect actually
you. And
protects
in fact,
you. Hey, Piers,
millions of people,
Piers, you and
millions
others
of people
stand
are alive today
too.
Because
you're
they took the vaccine.
You're going to stand in Nuremberg, too. You're going to stand in Nuremberg, too.
Electric Boogaloo.
Nuremberg 2.
Turned out to be wrong. But they do protect you.
Any real vaccine
they do protect
actually
you. And
protects
in fact,
you. Hey, Piers,
millions of people,
Piers, you and
millions
others
of people
stand
are alive
Nuremberg
today
too.
Because
you're
they took the vaccine.
You're going to stand at Nuremberg 2. You're going to stand at Nuremberg 2. Oh, did you get money from Big Pharma?
There it is.
There it is.
It's so masterful and stupid.
There it is. God.
It is nice to see... I mean, Piers Morgan is a dickhead.
I think this is the one where he slips in an Infowars.com right at the end as does. Piers cuts him off.
And alive today
too.
Because
you're
they took the vaccine.
You're going to stand at Nuremberg 2. You're going to stand at Nuremberg 2. Did you get money from Big Pharma?
No, I didn't get
any
money.
All these other media people?
We're going to take... Yeah, listen. The vaccines worked.
Did you get money?
The vaccines
did you get money
worked,
like CNN
and they
for pushing Prozac?
Millions of lies. However, let's take a short break.
No,
I want to come back
it.
With our final
it's
segment.
All, it doesn't
and I want to
work.
Ask you one
out.
Last question
you're
in the final segment.
You're going down. Infowars.com.
You're going down. Infowars.com.
What
ever the showman.
I don't know what Piers Morgan, I don't know what his expectations were of that.
I don't know, but you know, maybe that's a new show.
Yeah.
They're both hurting.
Right, right.
Piers had some show on and across the pond and it
yes.
went way moves up.
Right.
Nobody interested in watching him.
Yeah.
After he left his cushy, like, I don't know, like Good Morning Britain or, you know, right. the equivalent of a morning,
Good morning
chat show over there.
Who would want to talk to that guy in the morning?
But he was such a tosser and a wanker.
Yes.
Especially when they, we played that clip. Remember where he, one of his other presenters Uh-oh. On the show.
Right.
Called him out on going after Meghan Markle, like how bizarre it is and yeah. everything. And the only reason he's got such a hard on for her is because she dissed him. Like he wanted to date her.
Yeah.
And she dissed him or something like that back in the day.
Well, Piers, I mean, you know,
nobody. Not even back in the day. It was not that long ago.
Nobody. You're not entitled to date anyone.
And he got up and left. He got his underwear in a bunch. Yeah.
Is Piers Morgan like some huge like media mogul?
No.
Or something?
No.
Who the fuck does this
guy? He's kind of infamous. I really don't know why he's still around, to be honest with you.
Meghan Markle doesn't want to date me or don't like her.
They tried to have him here on TV and it didn't work out. And then he went back to Britain and it didn't work out.
He just seems...
He's like I said, he's on the right side of a few issues.
Right.
And he does a good job with guns and stuff like that. But then, you know, he's
right.
like men's rights guy and
yeah.
masculinity and
yes.
toxic masculinity.
It seems like he has a shitty personality.
He does.
That's the thing. You should work on that, Piers. What do I know?
Go to Infowars.com.
In the end. And
Jesus Christ. That's
right. You know, was no Larry King. I worked at CNN for five or six years when Larry King was there, and people always said, Larry King's stupid. Really? I knew Larry King pretty well. Not stupid at all. In the end, he just didn't put on a very interesting or appealing show. I think the gun control stuff was alienating to a lot of people because it should, even if people agreed with him, he clearly didn't understand America. He didn't understand that guns for Americans are not just some affectation, not just some, you know, symbol. They are integral to our country, to our freedom.
Earlier you said that it's baked in.
It's baked into the cake that is America, absolutely. And he didn't get that. And
this is Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson shitting Jesus on Piers Morgan Christ. And why his show didn't work here. Because of guns.
Right.
Boy, was he arrogant. Really, really arrogant. I loved your exchange with him. I have to say I was rooting for you.
Well, thank you. But I mean, that should have been an example for him that for 2 weeks he had a rating spike after that because there was something real on there, not just a bunch of pinheaded perseveration.
Well, and
what,
and
what is that
word?
Perseveration. It's perseveration.
Pinheaded perseveration.
What?
Perseveration. What does that mean?
It must I mean don't something. Fucking know.
A bunch of pinheaded perseveration.
Pinheaded perseveration. Okay, perseveration.
Hey, what is the definition of perseveration? Oh,
no, perseveration. The continuation or recurrence of an experience or activity without the appropriate stimulus. Mm-mm-mm. Perseveration is in psychology.
Yes.
Continuing something such as activity or thought, usually to an extreme degree or beyond a desired point.
This must be a right-wing nut job talking point, like the Democrats, hate Trump so much, it's to the point of
perseveration,
right?
Like after that, because there was something real on there, not just a bunch of pinheaded perseveration.
Yeah.
Well, and Piers Morgan, was no Larry King.
God.
He said, that's true, Tucker.
Well,
Is this Tucker wandering no Larry into King. The truth? I mean, he's right. Piers Morgan was no Larry King.
Man.
How many marriages does Piers Morgan have?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Because I'm going to bet, and I would bet all the money, that Larry King had more.
Oh, well, I don't even have to look that one up. I think there's only a couple of people. Elizabeth Taylor, maybe one of them. Zsa Zsa.
Oh, yeah.
Gabor.
Yeah.
Remember her back in the day? She was married a shit ton of times.
Perseveration.
We learned a new word from Alex Jones.
Gosh. How many marriages is. Wait, I'll just ask Siri.
What?
How many. Hey, Siri. How many times has Piers Morgan been married?
Oh, it's going to be like, who?
Yeah, I don't know.
You should ask my Siri, Irish Siri.
I got it, yeah. if a baker's dozen. God, I'm on his dumb fucking.
Twice.
Okay, thanks.
He's got four children.
Right.
Born, he's 57.
Larry King has more kids.
That's not even his name.
Yeah. Who? Piers Morgan?
He changed his name from O'Meara.
Piers Morgan.
Piers Stefan Pugh Morgan.
Pugh?
Formerly known as O'Meara, is a British broadcaster, journalist, writer, blah, blah, blah. He started working at The Sun. Well, that explains a lot. Oh,
okay. Yeah, Rupert Murdoch's joined. Back.
Oh, that's right. He was caught up in he was like one of the honchos there.
Who was taping people?
When the taping scandal happened.
Damn! And now he's America's sweetheart.
He was editor of News of the World. Remember that one was the one that had space aliens on it all the time and shit?
Oh, like a tabloid. Okay.
From 1995, he edited the Daily Mirror, but was fired in 2004 as a television presenter. Okay, blah, blah, blah. He was born in Surrey, son of Vincent Eamon O'Meara, an Irish dentist from County Offaly.
Yay.
And Gabrielle Georgina Sibylle, an English woman who raised him Catholic. Oh, well, that explains some more, too. He has a brother, Jeremy, who's older than him. Okay. His father died when Morgan was 11 months old. Oh, that's why. His mother later married Glenn Pugh Morgan.
Okay.
Oh, so that's why. A Welsh pub landlord.
Right.
Who later worked in the meat distribution business.
Oh, I see. Insinuating that there might have been...
No, not at all.
Okay.
A pub landlord who was in the meat packing.
The meat packing
and distribution business?
Yes.
Totally on the up and up.
Is there anything that explains why Piers Morgan has such a shitty personality in that Wikipedia?
No, maybe the Catholicism helped.
Yeah, that's true.
I think
he's,
true. Sometimes genetics just sends us a wanker.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for sending us this wanker, Piers Morgan.
we get some entertainment out of it.
When
Alex Jones shows up on his show.
Did you take money, Big Pharma? Man, he was just off to the races after that one.
Let's see. I'm going to make sure this isn't too loud.
Goldco.com. Go check them out. Diversify your portfolio, but most importantly, support companies that support your belief system. Support companies that are supporting guys like myself who are willing to take on the establishment, willing to get out there. So go to goldco.com/Don Jr. That's an important part, okay? We want these guys to understand where the business is coming from so that they keep supporting guys who are willing to push it. So goldco.com/Don Jr. That's D-O-N-J-R. Thank them for sponsoring this kind of content. goldco.com. Go check them out. Diversify your portfolio, but most important.
Excuse me.
Are you saying that he's sniffing up?
Oh, no, that was, I have a cold, maybe. My allergies are acting up.
What is Gold Co? Is this some
goldco.com? Diversify your portfolio, but most importantly, guys, support companies that are supporting guys like myself who are willing to take on the establishment. Donald Jr.
What am I buying?
Gold! Gold! He's hawking some fucking gold website where you can go buy gold.
Does the gold come to my house?
Well, sure. Probably.
I'm serious. So I can.
Or they hold it in their own private vaults. Wink, wink, wink.
Oh, so.
I don't think that. I think you get the gold, I would assume.
I'm trying to remember other kids of presidents doing similar things. I mean, I don't know what Malia is up to.
Goldco.com. This is what he's come to.
I mean, listen, man. You know what? What kills me is okay, I don't know. Hunter Biden obviously has this drug problem, right? And so he does all this shit, I guess, that we know about. Because of this right. drug issue he has.
Sure.
But that's it, right?
What do you mean?
Well, he's a drug addict.
Right.
And he's an artist, though. He's an artist. He does this beautiful fucking art.
But he happens to be a fucking drug addict.
He
floated Chinese and Ukrainian money to his father secretly, so his father could help run the worldwide pedophile ring.
I'm just saying.
While they're genetically engineering all of us via their evil jab.
I'm gonna make a point that's going to be controversial among the maggots. That even with Hunter's carousing about, he's smoking cheddar cheese. Or, like, I guess he smoked cheese instead of crack at some point. He got confused.
Oh. Wow.
Even with all that, this guy does his great art. And I'm going to say that Don Jr. is much more trashier.
You see the Republicans in the House, another one of their priorities is they're investigating Hunter's. They want Hunter's art sales investigated.
God!
They can't imagine that anybody would pay that much. I agree. It's ridiculous. I think it's the price of most art is ridiculous. Arguably, at what point should most art be in museums for all of us to enjoy instead of some rich twat hanging it in their little private house that have their rich buddies over and jerk off in front of it.
Well, listen, okay, right. I mean, it's overpriced art. I don't know that Hunter is. Does he have any charity events that he's skimming off the top of for cancer children or anything like that?
Goldco.com.
What the fuck? Don, what? How fucking hard up for cash are you, motherfucker?
Hey, man.
What does he do for a living?
Kimberly, has expensive tastes, maybe.
Was he taking a salary from...
he helps run Trump Org.
I know, but they're having issues, aren't they?
Yes.
So is his salary, is he still getting paid?
Probably. They haven't really... I mean, they had that... They've been fined a million something, but the big cases still aren't done yet.
I'm just trying to figure out how much money he could. What is his social media reach? I mean, can he make a lot of money off this?
He's got a lot of followers, I'm sure.
I'm trying to figure out the kind of because I don't understand. I don't understand marketing, obviously, because I can't. I'm trying to figure out the type of person that they like Donald Trump, but they're also interested in buying some gold virtual.
They're preparing for the Democrats' caused financial collapse of the country, where the dollar won't mean anything, and we'll all be running around with our guns shooting each other and buying toothpaste with gold.
Why do they want to help? Why do they want to put the coupon code in for this guy?
Because then he gets a kickback.
Well, I understand that, but why do these maggots want to do that?
So that he gets a kickback.
He gets a kickback. They didn't even, I mean, listen, man, Donald Trump didn't even stand up for these people when they got arrested.
Goldco.com.
He didn't pardon any of these people, right?
Correct.
Okay. And now
not yet. He's still teased it for his second time around.
At
but
what
not
point
yet.
Did these guys, you're like, fuck him. You're still going to go put his fucking coupon well, code in.
Some
when you're
of them, yeah, some of them did, but a lot of them haven't.
It's just weird, man.
Goldco.com.
And what an amazing orator he is and spokesperson, isn't he? I want him to do all my reads.
Is this ad part of a podcast he's doing? Or
he's being interviewed on some show and he's tossing this in at the end.
Oh, how trash.
Go check him out. Diversify your portfolio, but most importantly, support companies that support your belief system. Support companies that are supporting guys like myself who are willing to take on the establishment, willing to get out there. So go to goldco.com.
My support God. Guys like me.
You know, I, right.
That are willing to take on the establishment.
You know who I feel bad for? Eric Trump. I mean, he's living in the shadow of this giant here, his brother. And I don't hear him doing any ads. That's sad. Why not? Hey, Eric, why don't you do some ads and get a sponsor and get a coupon code? I mean, I'm sure if you talk to Mike Lindell, he'd be happy to set one up for you.
Diversify your folio, everyone, according to Don Jr.
Yay. I wonder if Mike Lindell does that, too. I wonder how many people have.
How interesting. Mike's in the news.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. That's good. I wonder if Mike Lindell has a goldco.com coupon code he sends out, or is he focusing on his own pillows?
So it turns out that there was a Rasmussen poll. So, you know, that kind of skews.
Oh,
crazy.
Oh,
but it showed that.
Oh my God!
In the voting for RNC chair. Now this doesn't matter because
Mike Lindell's in the lead.
This isn't a popular vote. This is voted by these delegates in the Republican National
Congress. Right.
You know,
right.
This isn't what the people want. Doesn't matter more than usual here.
Right. Right.
But in this Rasmussen poll,
he's not leading.
Mike Lindell,
fuck up,
was ahead of
Rana
McDaniel, and this other person whose name I thought I had the news version of it, but I don't. Mike Lindell 30%, Harmeet Dhillon 20%, and Rana McDaniel only 15%.
Hey, Mike, what does this tell you? This tells you that you need to get out there and run for public office somewhere, right?
Well, yes.
What should he be? What should he run for? Should he be the governor of Florida if we lose?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Would he?
Yeah, we'd have a lot of really cool clips all the time.
I'm in charge
from a show standpoint.
I'm in charge of Florida. Yeah.
But they did have the vote today.
Yes.
Breaking news.
Okay.
He got clobbered.
Oh.
The pillow magnate's fledgling bid to take over the RNC ended today when he lost in overwhelming fashion on the first ballot with out of 167 votes.
Yes.
He got 4.
Ow!
Remember, he was like, it's going to be a shock. It's going to be we're all shocked. It's going to be a surprise. I got delegates from all kinds of states.
Mike, no. Like, from this poll, see, these people aren't everyone like you. These are like strategists, right?
Yeah.
These people aren't. These people aren't dumb fucking maggots, I guess.
One right? RNC member told the Daily Beast, the pillow guy, that's kind of a joke.
No, asshole, it's not. If he just needs to run for office where the dumb maggots are, who will vote for him?
Rana won again.
Jeez.
After everybody had talked about how much they hated her and how they blame her for their losses, not you know, candidates like Herschel Walker or anything.
It's candidate quality.
She got 111 votes, so she won. Challenger, an ally of her challenger, Harmeet Dhillon, called the Lindell bid a complete sideshow.
Well.
And that members were desperately trying to avoid his calls. So he's calling these people and they're like, oh shit, don't tell Lindell I'm not here. Hello?
I mean, Mike, you should move to Florida.
Listen, I want you to talk to me.
Should he just buy a house somewhere in Florida and run for office down here? You'll fucking win, man.
On Friday afternoon, his campaign ended after he was trounced. Despite his countless appearances on Steve Bannon's War Room podcast, the 168 members wanted little to do with him as he garnered a mere 4 votes.
But it's the wrong audience. These people are like, who are these people that vote for him? They're just like,
I don't know. On Tuesday night, he had a reception for RNC members, which his campaign manager said was great and very well attended. In reality, one RNC member who spoke to the Daily Beast said it was scheduled at the same time as other meetings and had sparse attendance. Still, despite the questionable attendance, Bishop, that's the campaign manager,
yes,
said Lindell fielded a lot of questions stemming from lots of concern over how the RNC is currently being run.
Oh, yes. I think Mike Lindell, what state is he from?
Minnesota?
Maybe he should move to Florida and run for Senate.
Says Mike, I'm Mike, and people want me. They don't want establishment that doesn't work.
Good morning, everyone. Could everyone please take your seat?
He stopped by. He's like, people want me. They don't want the establishment.
Yeah. The people are dumb as shit, man. Move to Alabama and buy a house. You know what I mean? If he moved to Alabama and ran for Congress, you think he would win?
Sure. Maybe he can take Matt Gaetz's seat here.
Yeah.
When Matt gets frog-walked.
That would be better, wouldn't it?
I guess.
I don't think Mike Lindell isn't trafficking in children.
TBD?
Well.
they're laughing at Marjorie Taylor Greene had an amendment that she put up, like her First Amendment now. Now she's on committees or whatever.
Right.
For something, oil and gas production on federal land amendment prevents the president from selling oil.
Yes.
She got 14 votes. 418 no's. All of her own people said no.
Shit. Oh man.
So it tells you what kind of sway Margie has.
Yeah, she's dumb too. You know what I mean? It's like all these maggots. What do you want from them? This person is famous for harassing David Hogg.
Well, and she's trying to rehabilitate herself now and somehow.
Come the fuck on.
Which is amazing, yeah. The Jewish space lasers idiot is trying to
call the
She did get her Twitter back and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As did, I think we talked about it yesterday.
Yes.
Or the day before, whenever the previous show was. Nick Fuentes was brought back onto Elon Musk's Twitter.
Yes.
Much to his glee.
How do you make a case for that? I mean, we play clips of Nick Fuentes all the time, and he is vile.
Well,
I mean, you can't.
He didn't last 24 hours.
Is he banned again?
He's banned.
God damn it, Nick.
And we don't know why.
What did you?
I looked. I did research this morning. I really did. I spent way too much time trying to find out what he might have tweeted or said that got him rebanned.
Jeez,
but
Nick,
still not sure.
He didn't even last a day. It must have been something anti-Semitic. That's what I'm guessing.
Here you go. Okay. He's not happy.
I'm a genius. At the end of the day, I'm somebody who in a functioning society would be rewarded for being a genius, not fucking attacked all the time. Fucking attacked all the time.
This is so funny.
Oh, they're such snowflakes, such whiny little pissy babies.
Would be rewarded for being a genius, not fucking attacked all the time and mediocrity's rushing to call me names. You know, at the end of the day, I'm a genius and I'm a free thinker and I'm a funny guy who brings joy to millions and inspires the youth. And
he brings joy to millions.
What the fuck is
Because that's what everybody thinks of when they think of Nick Fuentes. It's
joy?
It's just the joy. The joy pure joy of being with him.
This anti-Semitic guy just brings a smile. to the faces of a few sad fucking maggots. Joy.
Oh my God.
Fascist joy.
Let me back that up a little.
So funny.
I'm a genius, and I'm a free thinker, and I'm a funny guy who brings joy to millions and inspires
you. I'm a human.
And in any sane society, a guy like me would be recruited to be a part of the solution. Instead, I'm treated like a terrorist. And I'm not out there killing people, although they want to try as hard as they can to insinuate that I'm implying that and what I say so that they could, like, throw me in jail and...
No.
Have you heard your own clips on our show?
Have you heard this clip? You're very creepy. At no point do I want to hear some MRA Nazi guy throwing around the word solution.
right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, Ali Alexander also re-banned from Twitter.
Oh, okay. Well,
here's the rest of Nick Fuentes squealing about
being
banned.
God, what a bitch.
I'm a genius. Oops. At the end of the day...
Oops.
I'm a genius.
And I'm not out there killing people, although they want to try as hard as they can to insinuate that I'm implying that and what I say so that they could, like, throw me in jail and subtract me from society so that everybody could keep doing what they're doing, which is what? Playing video games, jerking off, doing DoorDash... I don't understand.
Well, what do you mean people living their lives? Yeah, maybe they're jerking off while playing games and doing DoorDash at the same time in their car. Pokemon.
Is he reading from note cards?
No.
I mean, God.
I think he's freestyling.
What an odd list.
Playing video games, jerking off. Doing DoorDash? I don't understand. So... I'm not happy with it. I deserve to be on Twitter. My voice is necessary. I am badly needed. I am awesome. And my Twitter was funny. And I want my account back now.
There
you go. Less than 24 hours after he was put back on Twitter, he got kicked off.
Well, don't these Nazis have other places to go other than Twitter? Can't they say what they want to?
Well, sure, Truth or Gab, but they don't like that because it's only them on those.
Well, that's no. That makes no sense because that's what they say they want.
No, they want liberals to upset.
Oh, to own.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all they care about.
You're right. I forgot about that.
One of the other dudes on Nick Fuentes' little network.
Yeah.
We played him a bunch. Vincent James, about white nationalist, proudly wants fascism. Here's a little bit of him.
They're like, well, Republicans are going to come after contraceptives next. They're going to come after all this stuff next. It's like, yeah, we have to come after that stuff. Because we have to return to where we were. We have to go back. Because obviously, allowing this to go forward either quickly or slowly isn't working out for us. It's destroying everything.
What is this that he's talking about? This.
Just everything. Taking control of everything. He's upset that society seems to be moving away from racism and fascism.
Right.
And violence and Christo fascism.
What an asshole. He wants to go backwards in time. And he want people to have all kinds of fucking babies? Is that
white babies.
He's doing
white this. Babies.
Enough. Come
is
on.
It working out for us? It's destroying everything. It's leaving total destruction in its wake. So, you know, when you look on Twitter and you see people having a discussion about whether or not gay people should be able to adopt kids, you see a lot of people chiming in saying, well, we can't ban them from adopting kids because that would be harmful to democracy, but we have to it's like, no, this was banned all the way up until 2010. So basically it goes like this. Something is banned and then we unban it. And then it gets normalized, and they break down all the social norms in regard to it, and then it gets completely out of control. What we have to do is...
Gays adopting Jesus kids is Christ. Totally out of control right now? Oh, my God.
How does this guy... I don't understand, just like...
Back the truck up to the orphanage.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm Benson. You're listing all these things that are out of control... Well, what do you want? Control to fix them? Is that what they want?
No, yeah.
But
and we unban it, and then it gets normalized, and they break down all the social norms in regard to it, and then it gets completely out of control. What we have to do is we have to go backwards. We have to go backwards. We have to go back to the drawing board and stop accepting this abstract bumper sticker worldview. We have to solve this through regulation. It is the only way to solve what is happening. And the problem is that just we don't have like legislators that have the moral courage to be able to do this. It's not enough to just like write a law that says, okay, this is banned and you name that this. No, you have to totally... completely destroy
his engineer sitting next to him is wearing an Ammon Bundy t-shirt.
Oh my God. That's funny.
A law that says, okay, this is banned, and you name that this. No, you have to totally completely destroy
Ammon Bundy.
The Bundy
swag
room.
They have.
He ran for something. Didn't he run for Senate or for governor or something?
So they have merch.
Sure.
That's nice.
A law that says, okay, this is banned, and you name that this. No, you have to totally, completely destroy the entire curriculum, and you have to do a new mandatory curriculum. Yeah. And the state can do this, right? These are the powers that are given to the state. This is not the federal government's powers. You have to create a whole new curriculum, and you have to make it mandatory to believe the things that we do.
Good God.
There you go. Not even hiding it.
The thing is, you fuckstick, it's like you're... No. All these fascists, they're about... jailing people and torturing people. What they're not about is writing a new curriculum or doing anything where they have to write. Where's Trump care?
Well, right.
They can't write. What new curriculum are you going to do, you right. fucking loser? You can't fucking put two sentences together. Go fuck yourself. Oh, God.
You'll recognize this person, this beautiful, faithless Friday. This is probably going to be loud. Let me test it.
You must stand. Shane Vaughn, everybody. Give it up for Shane Vaughn. Very funny.
Wow, that was like two syllables.
Well, Shane Vaughn, though. I mean, come on.
Shane Vaughn from his basement.
The idiotic voice. I mean, this voice is... You must stand with Donald Trump. You must know he's not just a man. He's God's man. He is your man. He's your children's man. He's your grandchildren's man. Yes, he's just a man. But remember what I told you about the demons of Davos. How they
the Davos.
Davos? It's not biblical.
He calls it Davos.
Davos.
The demons of Davos.
I have a thought. You know, this, what I'm listening to and his voice might really work as like a Muppet act or a puppet act where you don't see the operator, you just see the puppet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that would be funny. Man, he's your children's man. He's your grandchildren's man. Yes, he's just a man. But remember what I told you about the demons of Davos, how they look for a body to use in the earthly realm. So does God. Yahweh,
this guy
he
is
spirit. If he's going to do his will on the earth as it is in heaven, he must have a man.
And when you rebel
and
against
if that weren't enough, we've
man,
also got Manamana.
You stand against that man who had stood against the God that appointed that man, the God that appointed that man, the God that chose that man. These demons want to turn Manamana. You to Ron DeSantis. Manamana. They want to turn you to Nikki Haley and Manamana. Pence. And, but...
okay. I'm not paying attention to what he's saying about Pence and Nikki Haley.
Right.
Back up a little. I'm sorry.
Pence
when you stand against that man, you have stood against the God that anointed that man.
Oh, boy.
The God that appointed that man. The God that chose that man. These demons want to turn you to Ron DeSantis. They want to turn...
DeSantis?
Oh, my God.
DeSantis? Is he trying to make him yes! sound like Hispanic?
God, Shane, I'm impressed. I never even thought... that. How did you...
Ron Young Kin!
Right. How did you...
Chinese!
How did you think to do that?
To Ron DeSantis. They want yes. to turn you to Nikki Haley and Pence. And, but you must yes. remain focused and know who Donald Trump is. You must.
Man, he's quite emotional.
I think that I would have him. He would have to voice the Muppet because he's very good at this. And I think, you know, what about a right wing? Alex Jones' voice would make great.
Maybe that's where they'll end up doing some puppet show. Yeah,
there's no way anybody at the Jim Henson Studios wants to fuck with Shane Fawn or Alex Jones. There was a shooting at the gym. You know what I mean?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown.
You know, maybe Shane Fawn should buy that claymation studio from what's his face. Glenn Beck.
Oh, I think that got sold a long time ago. Oh,
did it?
Didn't Glenn have to sell everything except for like his Texas studio or something? I thought that was
sad.
The deal.
Yeah.
Blaze Productions all went bye bye.
Oh, these guys are so dumb. Marvelous.
Phenomena.
Oh man. There you go.
Did you hear how he said Pence?
Pence.
I mean, Pence. Listen, dude, is he trying to make Mike Pence seem ethnic in that moment? It sounded like he was trying to make him sound Latina, like DeSantis. I mean, that's crazy, dude. I mean, you know, Mike Pence is white. I mean, think of the name Pence. Pence.
Pence.
Jeez.
What's this?
It's almost like Rana watched my video I did for all the members this last week and put it out to all the 168 of what I plan on doing being the RNC chair. She says, well, we can finally get involved in election integrity. You collected $80 million in 2020 at the end of 2020 saying that's exactly what you're going to do, and you never spent it on that. So all the things within the RNC, you can streamline costs. I do that all day long as a CEO. I'll fix all that right away.
There's some motherfucker listening
Pillows
to him.
For everybody.
Yes. I tell you what, man. There's some motherfucker listening in accounting at his place. It's listening to him say, he streamlines expenses. No, I do, you asshole.
Here's where he got nominated, I guess.
Yeah.
I proudly stand with confidence in the ability, commitment, and integrity of a problem solver. The one person that can deliver new and innovative solutions to our most difficult problems. I proudly nominate Mike Lindell for RNC chair. Thank you. I proudly stand with confidence in the ability, commitment.
I don't know who this asshole is.
God, dude. I mean, can you imagine? What are you doing today? You're on your way to work. Somebody, what are you doing today? Well, I am going to nominate Mike Lindell for RNC chairman. I don't know what to wear. What should I wear? I have no idea. What do you wear for this?
Lee Zeldin got one. I'm not sure how that works, but anyway. Lindell.
Uh-oh.
Mike Lindell received 4 votes.
Armeet
Dillon received 51 votes.
God dang it.
Ron McDaniel received 111 votes.
You wow. got him.
I don't know who this is, but they're not happy.
They wanted Lindell.
Yeah.
We did too. I understand. We wanted Lindell too because I can't imagine that wouldn't make for a good show, right?
Oh, God. We were all in for Mike Lindell. Yeah.
I mean, he's in the show a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean,
we were definitely Team Lindell. Most yes. people on Twitter were.
Right.
Definitely pro Lindell. To run the RNC would have been to steer the boat into the bottom of the drink after hitting the iceberg.
Right.
Would be quite appropriate for Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if there's any.
Well, he has a team. He would show up with a team, right? Of people working with him.
If he has any comment yet, I'm not seeing anything yet.
Does he have an agent?
I would think so.
Jeez, man.
He gets booked to speak on the Reawaken America tour, doesn't he?
I want
to
interview that agent, know what it's like, the correspondence. I mean, what is it like to communicate with Mike Lindell and the regulars? I mean, does Mike Lindell have an assistant that you talk to who just drags his dumb shit around to things?
Is Lindell going to blame the machines for this victory or this loss?
Yes. I think yes. What's this? It's the only thing. Sorry, Mike, you lost the RNC bid, you know.
Poor Mike Lindell. He's probably on Bannon's show, right? Oh, you know what? He might be on his own TV station. Let's check.
Oh, yeah?
He might be on Bannon's show right now on Frank TV.
I mean, is it cheaper for him, advertising-wise, to throw money at advertising on TV? Or does he get a bigger return off, say,
for his pillows and shit?
Well, or does he make money when, say, like who was Texas Walker Ranger? What's his name? Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Say Chuck Norris goes on a podcast and says a coupon code for MyPillow. Does he make more money off that or a national ad campaign on Fox or something?
Probably the ad campaign, yeah. I would think.
But now it's got to be that. Is it all coupon codes now for him?
Yeah. Affiliates. That's all he's got.
Shit, that must suck. Because he's got to give more of it away, right? I mean, because you pay a lot for the ad. But now each pillow, how much does Chuck Norris get out of each pillow sell, do you think?
I'm probably like 10% or, yeah, probably around 10-15%. Well, he might have a better deal than... like a regular affiliate would.
Oh, so Chuck Norris is special?
Yeah.
Okay.
Goldco.com. Go check them out. Diversify your portfolio, but most importantly, support companies that support your belief system. So-
okay. Did they tell him to say that?
You got
to
put the same pressure on Rana, and maybe it turns out. What's your assessment? Because I got to tell you, the audience is beyond disappointed, sir.
Poor Steve Bannon. The audience is beyond disappointed. He's talking to Boris Epstein. Who gives a fuck what Epstein thinks?
Steve, honor me with you.
Oh, that's Lindell, right?
To view it that way, and here's what I'll tell you.
Here's what I'll tell you. It's Boris Epstein, the former special assistant to Trump. He was better known for the guy that delivered those Goebbels-esque pro-Trump screeds on Sinclair networks. You know, all these local stations that these right-wing nut jobs own across the nation.
That's particularly
and
evil.
They were forced to show these Boris Epstein editorials that were ridiculously pro-Trump and pro-conservative.
And oftentimes, wouldn't different affiliate, like news organizations, get the same copy to read?
Oh, yeah, there's famous videos of where they were all given this exact same copy they had to read.
Does it disturb anybody? Or?
Jeez. The point, Mike Lindell, Harmeet, Caroline Wren, they had a big team out there whipping, and they essentially end up with a third of the votes, sir.
Well, that's a great question, and indeed it is fortuitous.
these assholes are trying to do an autopsy on why Mike Lindell lost.
I think you should be celebrating. Mike Lindell got 4% or 4 votes.
Four votes.
And all of these people are, you know, they're not lunatics, right? They're evil.
Well, that's Lindell 1. Here's Lindell TV 2.
Back, okay. I'm sitting next to, by the way, John Tig-Tigan. We didn't put him on yet because he was coming on.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Ammon Bundy, here he is.
Jeez.
On Conservative Daily.
Ha, ha, ha.
Your daily dose of sanity, it says.
God, Ammon Bundy must have an agent.
These are three guys. I don't know who these are. Joel Altman, Ammon Bundy, and someone who goes by one name, Apollo.
Oh. Oh, from Rocky.
Brothers were killed. Two others were killed prior to that. And he sat there and he, for 13 hours, protected people he didn't know. And that, Ammon, is what you represent. That's the thing that you've done. That's the thing that I take away from every time I've been able to talk to you or even watch.
Okay, I don't know. This guy's... Why? Giving a hummer to Ammon Bundy.
Ammon Bundy ran for office?
He did for something, yeah. He lost.
That's strange, because didn't he want to secede?
Wasn't that their thing? Yeah, they still talk about that.
It's weird to want to secede from a country and also want to then be a representative in the government of that country. I think that's fucking bizarre.
That's kind
of
how they're rolling these days.
It's weird as shit, though.
They want to run for office so they can destroy it. That's the point.
And that makes sense.
Also in the news, look at the time fucking flying here.
Yay.
This is irritating as fuck.
Okay.
And prepare the e-torches.
Okay.
And the faux pitchforks.
Right. The dog is losing her shit for some reason.
Because oil majors ExxonMobil, Chevron, BP, Shell, and Total Energies are slated to report combined profits of $190 billion for last year.
And they're going to pay no fucking taxes.
When they were gouging us all with ridiculous gas prices.
That's right. That's right. Fuck these motherfuckers.
President Joe Biden had previously accused oil companies of reaping a windfall of war while simultaneously refusing to help lower prices at the pump for American consumers.
God, that is...
Go ahead.
Why were the prices so high? Is this answering that question?
Some of the world's largest oil and gas companies are poised to report record annual profits, raking in extraordinary revenues following a year of volatile fuel prices amid Russia's onslaught in Ukraine.
That is insane.
Flush with cash, the energy giants are expected to use their windfall profits to reward shareholders with higher dividends and to do share buybacks to bring more money back to the rich people.
God, elect me. I will put an end to this shit right now. The state will take over the energy production and the state will give that production to one of his friends.
ExxonMobil spokesperson Aaron McGrath said higher energy prices are largely as a result of a supply-demand imbalance.
Fuck you.
And that's the firm's investments over the last 5 years that are driving quarterly results.
What's this cunt's name? What's his name?
Aaron McGrath.
Aaron, take that week. Take your week math bullshit dog and pony show. You take that and you face Katie Porter with that bullshit. Let's see what happens. Good God. She would rip this guy a new asshole, right?
In recent quarters, big oil executives said the significant disruption to global energy markets due to the war in Ukraine had reaffirmed the importance of helping to solve the energy trilemma, they call it.
Oh, fuck this.
Referring to secure, affordable, and lower carbon energy.
Motherfucker, they cannot greenwash this and say, oh, everything's so expensive because of new standards. Go fuck yourself. You're making record profits.
They're profiting from the current increase in oil and gas prices and they're betting on it. And what you see is actually increased investment in oil and gas. I think this person says, is a head of an NGO, transport and environment. I think that given that prices of oil and gas are likely to stay up, it's important for us to reflect on the fact that these profits are going to stay high at the same time as many households are struggling with energy prices. there's not much point in raising revenues and subsidizing the industry at the same time. We're still giving them billions of dollars.
This is insane. And like, people's power bills are so fucking much. Gas is so much. This is crazy. Fuck this shit.
It's been really crazy across the pond.
Yeah.
The big oil profits are seen from within the industry as something of a vindication. The energy giants came under immense pressure from shareholders and activists to invest in clean energy as oil demand cratered in the peak of 2020 lockdowns. The push toward green reform lost momentum last year, though.
Oh, did it?
The oil and gas industry has sought to underline the importance of energy security amid calls for rapid transition to renewables. Typically highlighting that demand for fossil fuels remains high. Well, everybody still wants to use our shit.
Well, why do you have record profits then?
Oh, this motherfucker. Mark Van Baal, B-A-A-L.
Van Baal.
Founder of Dutch shareholder activist Follow This said, I've called 2020 the year the empire struck back. What we saw happening in 2022 is that oil majors used the high oil prices. Maybe this is a good person. What we saw happening in 2022 was that the oil majors used the high oil prices and the energy crisis to convince investors that the energy crisis could eclipse the climate crisis, and that caused a setback.
Oh, okay.
After after ultimately failing with several climate resolutions in 2022, Van Baal said it was clear from the discussions with oil majors that they were once again determined to fend off activist and shareholder pressure and continue with their core oil and gas business. Fuck y'all and your global warming.
Why?
We got profits to be made.
Why are they allowed to do this? This is fucked up.
Van Baal said the attitude of the oil industry is, we have a very handsome business model and we're going to defend it tooth and nail.
Oh, yes. Good to know. Okay. Now we know. So now we know how we have to go after it, I guess. Tooth and nail, you motherfuckers.
Oh, Van Baal is a good guy. Quote, my hope is not with the boards. I said the same thing. My hope is not with the boards of these oil majors. My hope is that the investors will realize that we don't have time for another round of discussion, another year of engagement, and another year of the benefit of the doubt. So this person is saying, hopefully the shareholders will wake the fuck up and these greedy motherfuckers on the boards will be, I don't know, outvoted or voted out.
Oh, I see.
That's not going
to happen.
So
here's the solution. Wait around for the energy people to do the right thing. Oh, my God. Fuck these people. God damn it. Why didn't the government just go to the oil industry or whatever and just buy it or just take it from them?
Alice Harrison, fossil fuels campaign leader at advocacy group Global Witness, said we must all call out profiteering like this. She described the historic revenues for energy giants as disgraceful, given that much of this money is being made at the expense of the millions of people who've been pushed into poverty because of skyrocketing costs of gas.
Fuck this, man. Vote for me. I will have the state will occupy these energy fucking people. You will no longer get a fucking power bill. Vote for me. And you can get gas for free, too.
An increased windfall tax to help those struggling to pay their bills, along with a significant boost in renewable energy and home insulation, would end the fossil fuel era that is harming both people and the planet so severely. They don't care about that.
No,
they
we
want
need
profits.
To take their money and invest in infrastructure and mass transit and take their money. But fuck this shit. We are bitches to them. This is insane. This is insane. Mm-hmm.
And now they're flaunting it. They're like, fuck y'all.
Look at that. They're even saying.
The empire struck back, he said.
They're daring you. They said, we're going to fight tooth and nail. Holy fucking shit. Fuck them. God, the BP dumped a fuck ton of oil in the Gulf and they don't give a fuck. They paid a fucking fine. Yeah. What a bunch of cunts.
Also in the news, this wonderful faithless Friday. It's frustrating.
Big energy on notice. Fucking cops, the pigs on notice. Fuck you guys. Both of you. Shame.
And certainly overlap.
Yeah. Because
the oil companies, I've seen a few of the First Amendment auditors.
Oh, they need the pigs to protect their fucking shit.
They'll go take pictures outside, you know, on the sidewalk across the street from a BP oil something. Yes. And the police show up, and you would swear they were BP oil employees. And some of them are. Like, one guy in Texas had a problem with, I think it was Chevron or something, that their private security goons they hire are off-duty cops.
Why are
so
cops?
They can arrest, they can do whatever the hell they want.
You know, this bullshit where cops can be like, it just seems like a conflict of interest. Like, a private entity could hire a cop to be their personal cop when this cop is all of our cops, supposedly, during the day or whatever. That is supremely fucked.
I still have my in-laws. My in-laws are like, we got to get our flu shot, then a booster, then another booster. And I say, you know, people are starting to die. Where'd you hear that?
Fuck him. Fuck you, man.
Jim Brewer.
Fuck all this shit. You're taking that money.
Rocking Greg Locke's tent, right? That's where that meeting was.
Paying for a divorce? What in the actual fuck? I mean, listen, if it's... you can't take Greg Locke's money or what?
The headline here is, has Jim Brewer given up on comedy?
Yes! He has taken the evil money. The evil money. Oh, I would kill for the side. Not that audience. Not those people. This is where Greg Locke, he's performing at the place Greg Locke in the middle of that neighborhood.
Yeah, that's where they had that's where they had the Reawaken America tour at Greg Locke's joint.
Guys, you leave Larry the fuck alone. Quit parking in his yard. Damn it, man. Could you imagine if we lived in that neighborhood? Ooh, should we get maybe we will move into that neighborhood if we can do a GoFundMe to pay for our rent while we broadcast from there. What do you think about that? Yeah.
And we have to move the showtime to when they're having their meetings.
So I don't know, man.
Hear them in the background.
I can see myself losing my shit with this, because if I couldn't get out of my driveway when I needed to, or somebody get the fuck out of my way, you wacko. Don't fuck with this atheist, you fuck. Oh, God, maybe you can't live there.
We have also in the news.
Jeez. God.
Join us on Twitter at Crab Diving. Yay. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link. Don't forget, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Faithless Friday.
It sure is.
Yeah, and all these people, they go to Greg Locke's church. I'm just really thinking it must be like the zombie apocalypse when they show up on Sunday morning, right? Is it Sunday morning? Hold on a second. Is it Sunday morning, Sunday night?
Aren't Pentecostals like Sunday, Wednesday or something like that? Or
no, something, I don't know.
Right.
Ooh. Do they bring their snakes with them? All of a sudden, is that area? Do people have a fuck ton of snakes for theirs?
No, I don't think Greg Locke is a snake wielder yet.
Yeah.
I want you to read it with God, your God-given eyeball.
What?
Genesis 22, verse number 5. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. There is nowhere, ever, anywhere in the entire Bible that verse has been outdated or nullified. If I came to church in a woman's garment and woman's dress or a woman's skirt.
Like Thursday night, you mean?
What are your sizes?
I don't think you'd come back. What? Rightfully so. You said, Pastor, is everything all right? Did you just get out of third floor Samaritan Hospital? Did you stop taking your medication, Pastor? Pastor, what's wrong? If I came with a frilly blouse on, I came with a long skirt, long dress on, and I preached behind a pulpit with a, you know, bent wrist like that.
With a bent wrist. I mean, I'm picturing him more in Daisy Dukes with...
Right, long wrist. I mean, he's getting into the wardrobe, too. What, if I showed up to preach in a silk blouse and a pencil dress...
right, right.
With fucking high heels.
Yeah, right. cut a hole in my pantyhose. He's got let my hole. Balls hang out.
Oh yeah, but this guy's got a whole outfit going on, a whole ensemble.
And I said, "Oh, God love you, and you know, don't worry about anything, and like the women preachers do, you know, that you
like who?
What
the what preachers?
Yeah,
God love you, and you know, don't worry about anything, and like the women preachers do, you know."
I don't know what the mother.
This guy
preachers?
Sounds like. Know you know what he reminds about. Me of? Like Redneck Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
This is some this Baptist preacher. I don't even have his name.
Some wacko. Fuck nut.
But he's really upset. Well, here.
That you listen to. He said, "Pastor, are you all right? Why would that be wrong and evil and wicked and an abomination? But it's not wrong, it's not evil, it's not wicked, it's not an abomination when a woman wears pants and shorts in public."
Oh, here
Holy
we go.
Dude,
here
mean,
we go.
I mean, that's kind of...
Keep voting Republican, ladies. You're going to be in burkas in 10 minutes
oh, yes.
from these assholes.
Right. Do I have to bring my own stone or will one be provided to me?
For 5,800 years, no woman wore pants in public. Don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you fact, history. Look, not even Baptist history, not even Bible preaching. Look up history of how women dress. 5,800.
This is his mic.
Oh, okay.
They were all covered from neck to the foot, long sleeves to the wrist. There's more, listen to me good, there's more hope for the Muslims than there are for America. Because
listen to him. He's wistful. That they're chucking their women into burkas.
That's what he wants, over, right?
Yep, yep.
Totally covered.
There's more. Listen to me good. There's more hope for the Muslims than there are for America. Because at least they're women. I don't care if they're forced to do it or not. At least dress properly.
I don't care if they're forced to do it or not, he
dress
said.
Dress properly.
Right. I don't care if they're forced to do it.
You know, this is all very Handmaid's Tale.
At least they're women. I don't care if they're forced to do it or not. At least dress properly. Now, I'm not for covering your face with a veil because that's a sign of a whore in the Bible.
Oh, okay.
But at least they're covering their head and at least they're covering their bodies the way God's...
So leave the face open.
Right.
So not a full face, like more of a hijab is acceptable where you can see their eyes. Let them see. We can let their eyes be seen.
I don't know where this guy comes from, but this is a guy society...
Christianity needs. Is where he comes
society
from.
Society needs to give up on this motherfucker because he is impossible.
And everybody in that room.
Oh,
that's eating
yes.
it like pablum.
Fuck yes. Shame on you.
They're covering their head, and at least they're covering their bodies the way God said. And you get upset when the Muslims come to America because it's too convicting for you because you like wearing your bikini and your underwear on the streets of Troy, New York. Because you don't have a Baptist preacher telling you about it.
Fuck off. Okay, I see the problem. In Troy, New York, they're without a Baptist preacher. And so this guy wants to throw stones at women.
He's trying to
women.
Find a strip mall,
I don't know. Oh, is he trying? He's looking for a venue.
I guess so.
No, he's a radical without a venue. How sad.
How sad. I don't know if he is, but.
He is keyed the fuck up, man. This guy. Yeah, have some Benadryl, you racist. Well, no, this guy is. Is he racist? He's probably racist. Sexist.
That's my medical advice, is the Bible. I just say, hey, what does the Bible say? Oh, I'm not sick? Then I'm definitely not going to the doctor. You know, prostate exam, not going to happen. You know, if I have...
Now, this I support. These hate preachers, stay away from doctors. I agree. I think you should just... pray your illnesses away.
Yes,
I am 100% for you having the freedom to do that.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know who would like that? The writers on ER. It would have made it a lot easier to write scripts.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you don't
much
have
shorter.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Episodes like TikTok
we
episodes.
Just pray and see what God does.
Like, oh, I'm not sick. Then I'm definitely not going to the doctor. You know, prostate exam, not going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, if I have a...
Again, except on Thursday nights.
Right, yes.
This is Jonathan Shelley, one of the famous ones. This is the guy who did get kicked out.
I sat on my flashlight.
Of two churches.
Now. Oh, look at you.
And I don't know. I guess he found a home or they're somewhere temporarily. I don't know where he's at.
He
I
got banned for saying something hateful or he just didn't pay his bills?
The hate stuff.
Oh.
Going to the doctor. You know, Prostate exam, not going to happen. You know, if I have a problem in my prostate, then we can talk. You know, I don't want to ask you to check that, okay? That's weird. And how do you not know that the constant checking of that isn't going to cause the problem in the future?
It's not constant checking. You don't go to the doctor every other day to have him check your prostate.
Well, this guy,
I mean, if you're into it.
Well, I think you might offend someone.
The constant checking of that isn't going to cause the problem in the future. That they're the actual cause of that problem. You know, that is a one-way exit. Okay? Coffee enemas, are you a fag?
I mean, coffee enemas, are you an F word?
Is that a haiku that he's trying to say?
Okay. Coffee enemas, are you a fag? I mean, seriously, if you look it up, throughout history, there's only been like two groups of people that ever do that. And the biggest group is homosexuals. Who do those weird enema things.
Yes.
It's like, I'm afraid of you.
Boy, let me tell you something.
So not true.
This guy, hey, this guy is treating science like the old country buffet. He's just picking what you want, you know?
It's homosexuals who do those weird enema things. It's like, I'm afraid of you. Like, that is weird. Now, Mark chapter number 5.
Oh, God, you know this guy... His wife just pegs the shit out of him every other night.
I think this
which
guy.
Which is fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He has an account in Home Depot to buy chains and leather shit and some clamps, vice grips.
Jesus.
I'm going to try to handcuff my prostate.
Oh, the RNC also voted a resolution to condemn Kanye West and Nick Fuentes and anti-Semitism.
Would Mike Lindell have done the same?
I don't know if that would have been one of his first.
I don't want to do all of them.
Why don't you know the Jews need help?
I think he just wants to tell more people about his coupon code for the pillows.
The RNC overwhelmingly approved a resolution condemning anti-Semitism as well as Yay. Okay. Better known as Kanye West, and other conservative figures who made anti-Semitic remarks. The resolution was approved by voice vote on the final day of the RNC annual winter meeting held this year at a luxury seaside hotel in Orange County in SoCal. That's one of the things that some of the lunatics were complaining about. They're like, oh, of course, Ronna McDaniel has her election in evil California.
But wait, all California is not like... Los Angeles and Hollywood.
Well, yeah.
There are places like, say, Bakersfield or Riverside. Or like...
Are you talking about horrible places?
Yeah, sure. Like those southern... like
San Diego County is horrific.
Huntington Beach.
The Sean Steele National Committee member from California and a former state party chair filed the resolution saying he didn't want a handful of outspoken anti-Semitic voices to represent the entire GOP.
Well, hold for laughter, please.
Yeah, guess what?
I mean, my God, I turned the show off. We're done. That's what they are. That's funny.
The resolution specifically condemns Ye and Nick Fuentes.
Jeez.
Which is, who had them over for dinner recently together?
Oh, well, I think we all know.
Is this kind of a transitive property of mathematics of going after Trump?
I think so. Is Ye still missing?
He's keeping a low profile now, okay. I believe. According to initial language in the resolution, it would condemn Ye, who says he's running for president in 2024, for repeatedly making shameful comments that are contrary to American and Republican principles. Of course, it also targets a couple of Democratic members of Congress, including Representatives Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, for remarks critical of Israel.
Why?
Because that means they're anti-Semitic.
Wait. So now you're saying, not you, but the universe is saying now what Ye and Nick Fuentes said is
bad.
Similar to Ilhan Omar condemning Israel?
Yes. Well, that's how they roll.
But that's...
If you condemn Israel, you're anti-Semitic.
But that doesn't make any sense. You can't compare...
Of course it doesn't make any sense. We're talking about conservatives.
But it's like you're comparing... You can't compare Nick Fuentes to Ilhan Omar.
Well, yeah.
I mean, come on. Stupid.
What is this?
Dull dullards. That's what we are.
Double dull dullards?
Dull dullards. You're stupid as shit.
There's a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
I see the sign here. It says God is pro-life. What does that mean?
God is pro-life? Yeah. That's just what it means. Yes. God created life.
Didn't God kill everybody on Earth except for Noah and some farm animals on an ark?
I'm sorry.
Didn't God kill everybody on Earth?
So the guy just keeps walking in a parade. He's carrying a flag that says God is pro-life. And the guy, and he stops talking. He goes, I'm sorry. Just starts looking ahead and ignoring the guy with the microphone from now on.
The guy, you know, I don't know. God has some issues with life. He's conflicted about isn't he?
While you're standing, this is something I heard the Lord speak to me recently. He said coronavirus was meant to bury the church. And then God said what they did was they planted it.
What's the applause for?
Is it Jim Baker?
No, this is Kent Christmas.
Fuck!
The worked out, well worked out Kent Christmas.
I usually, just for people that have recently tuned in, I usually can nail all these people. Like, I usually can tell you who Kent Christmas is. I was just
It's okay. He's a little low energy, Kent, right now.
Right.
And then God said what they did was they planted it.
I don't understand the applause. They're like, yeah. So it vindicates their stupid beliefs. Yeah, yeah. God said they planted it. See? Yeah. Woo!
That's not how evidence works. Evidence doesn't fucking work like that. I mean, for them it does. There is no evidence.
They care about evidence. They wouldn't be Christians. They certainly wouldn't be listening to this fraud.
It does sound like Jim Baker.
The Lord says there will never be another plague.
Plague!
Hallelujah. Come on now, that ain't even bullshit. That's horseshit. God said, I will not allow another plague to hit the church like the coronavirus did as long as the church is in the earth.
Oh! Did you know that was coming?
I didn't expect Kent to be taken over by the spirit there.
Can we run that back just a little bit?
Church is in the earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, we know that one.
But wait, he hold on a second.
Yeah?
He cleared his throat.
He did? Well, that was the spirit crawling into his throat.
I thought, okay.
As long as the church...
Anointing his uvula.
Sula baba ding dong.
Gaia botoria satalaba.
Gaia botoria sabata.
And then he goes back into talking.
Sure.
Gaia botoria satalaba sande. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I have nothing to say right now.
You're very...
So I'm just going to speak bullshit.
You know, Kent, you're barely trying with that tongue talking.
And why? Who would plant it to...
Kenneth Copeland.
To bury the church? COVID... Now he's claiming that COVID targeted... Religion?
Yes, because people had to stay home and they could go to church and breathe on each other.
I guess.
I mean, you know, man, that was the thing. It's just like you can still go to church and zoom into it.
Chateau, 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 chateau.
Charita, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Like Kenneth Copeland, his tongue talking is from his diaphragm. This guy barely warmed up, and he's clearing his throat. This is very uninspired. And it's lazy, Ken.
You're upset with
it? I don't know. There's such competition out there, and you just do this. It's weird. Did you have a off
day? I mean, J.D.
Oops.
Off day.
The president of the Southern Baptist Convention, the former president, is literally saying that Christians should call transvestites by their preferred pronouns. I'll tell it to go to hell.
Jeez.
That's Jonathan Smalley again.
Okay.
Shelley, I mean.
Right.
We played that one before, I think.
Well, Jonathan, it sounds like, what are your hobbies? Is there anything you like out there? Do you paint or play Legos? Or is everything sort of revolve around whatever that was?
I think that's probably.
What do you talk about? Like when these white supremacists are out and about and they're at, I don't know, Yogurt Land and they sit down and. Somebody just has it's crowded, so somebody sits down that doesn't know them. They say, I put coconut shavings in my yogurt too. Oh, you did? Oh, very interesting. When do they get into QAnon?
I don't know. I mean,
can they have normal conversations?
I wouldn't think all of them.
I mean, when does Alex Jones?
It looks like our nation is going down. Seems like the media has won. The churches have been complicit.
Well, this is Craig Locke.
Our world's been engulfed with depravity, lies, every form of debauchery has been unleashed on this nation and on this world.
Sounds good.
We see the whole reset coming. We see the beast system being set up before our very eyes, and the church has been complicit with it.
The beast system?
Beast system.
Oh, shit. Is it
and the church has been complicit with it. The murder, the demise, the ungodliness, the spiritual warfare has literally engulfed the world.
That's from the Reawakening.
Welcome
tour.
To the Beast.
That was, I don't know if that was before or after Brewer.
I think the name of this tour should be the Beast System. Welcome to the Beast System. Give it up for Jim Brewer. God.
Let's see.
You know what's interesting? Be distracted by nonsense. You know what's interesting that everybody complains about the sound coming from our tent? But did you know that right now service is going on in the tent with about 3,000 people underneath it? But guess what you hear? Not the tent, not the preachers, not the praying, not the music. You hear the neighbor with his rock beater on the edge of the road trying to drown us out. And everybody wants to know why we have to turn it up so that our people under the tent can actually hear.
So the neighbor is using some construction equipment.
That's a big
to try to drown them out.
Oh my God. So like they're putting a drill, they're drilling into the ground.
Rock baiters, rock giant rock baiters.
They are beating their own yards to make this man. That's how much you suck, Greg. Why
trying to drown us out. And everybody wants to know why we have to turn it up so that our people under the tent can actually hear and not be distracted. By nonsense.
By nonsense.
You're the nonsense. You know what I mean, dude? I mean, that this guy didn't want to get out the rock beater.
Oh, man.
I think that is worth... So, is somebody doing a doc on that? I mean, I would watch the story of living next to this crazy preacher and keeping these fucking Christians from parking on my grass. I would watch that documentary. Like, what is it?
It's almost like I wake up and I'm like, you know what? This week, no controversy, babe. Woo! No controversy. And then I make like a statement to the news and it starts a controversy out of a controversy. We can't believe you said that. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Because I said to the news, they said, well, what do you think about all this traffic? We're sick of it. Your neighbors want an answer. And so I said to the news, if this was a Pride event, nobody would be saying anything about it. They'd be getting police escorts. The neighbors would be like, oh, park in my yard.
He just did like a prance across the stage.
Ooh, park in my yard.
Oh man.
Well, I think these neighbors are seeing it wrong. I mean, I know I can't imagine, but you gotta open up your driveway to parking, charge like $20 a pop, and sell things to these fuckheads. That's what you have to do. make money off of it.
By the Spirit of the living God, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Cry aloud, show my people their sins. Now look, I've said this 1,000 times. I'll say it 1,000,000 and 1,000 more, and that is this. We have to understand that the burden to bear and the blame must fall at the doorstep of the lukewarm, lazy church in this culture. If we had been lifting up our voice 50 years ago, we would not be in the cultural context that we are in right now.
Shit, man.
What cultural context is that?
You took so long to say nothing. I don't know what you're talking about, Greg.
So we can blame the alphabet cult all we want to. We can blame the left and the Democrats or the Republicans all we want to. This is our fault. Because we were not crying aloud.
Oh, I'm contrary.
My God.
We've done 10 years almost of shows proving
that
we've had plenty of crying from your side.
There ain't enough gas to light for this guy. I mean,
we've had too many soft-peddling pastors that want to use the excuse, well, we're called to speak the truth in love. Yes, but if you're going to be loving, there's got to be truth behind it. And so now we have these milquetoast churches that are filled to overflowing with people that are seeker sensitive, but they're not sensitively seeking the anointing of the Holy Spirit in their life.
Wait a second.
What the fuck?
They are, wait a second.
Are you seeker sensitive?
They're seeker sensitive, but they're not sensitively seeking.
But they're not sensitively seeking the anointing of the Holy Spirit in their life. And the only sinker sensitivity we have is I want to be sensitive to the movement of God's presence in this house.
He makes his bullshit up.
Yes. No, he's saying that he is not going to be sensitive to people outside of his church. He's only going to be sensitive to God and God's. Okay, whatever.
And so really, it's a 20-year tent is what it is, right? It's a tent that's going to allow us to last the next 20 years if Jesus tarry. And if he don't, then they can use it for what they want to, because I'm out of here. But nonetheless.
Fuck out of Larry's yard.
But I told you at the beginning, $575,000 was a turnkey operation from start to finish. That's obviously before we put in $110,000 worth of chairs and changing out the LEDs. I mean, it's a lot, too. People hear, you got a little circus.
Got to change out the LEDs.
I got to put more lights up.
This is him explaining why he needs money.
I want
for his new giant tent.
Yeah, I want this facility so bad.
Finished. That's obviously before we put in $110,000 worth of chairs and changing out the LEDs. I mean, it's a lot too. People hear, you got a little circus tent you throw up. You know, cost you $50 a week. No, it's a massive operation. But I can promise you, $500,000 is a whole lot better than $20 million of trying to build some building and going to the bank and trying to get a bunch of, you know, debt. And then we're still going to be in a tent for the next 2 or 3 years while they build the thing, right?
No, I think
so. He wants a $500,000 new tent.
You know, Greg, I agree. I think that's a better option than the tent. I just, God, listen to that. That sounds like a great facility, right?
Well, yeah.
These poor neighbors.
It's gonna be fancy.
How big is this tent? Must be massive. And I'm trying to understand. I mean, people. So on Sunday mornings, yes. You live in this neighborhood, and then all of a sudden, early, I guess it starts, these just Christians just start waddling in. They're parking on the street.
I don't know if it's rural. Little two-lane highways.
No,
so they've
got to
be.
You have to go to your city council and demand permitted parking in your street to prevent this problem stops. You know what I mean?
Well, they're trying to. They're trying to get noise ordinances. They're trying to get parking ordinances.
Right.
And of course, he's screaming persecution.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think you got to make money off these people because they're not going anywhere. You need to sit out in your front yard. Every day I would just have food out there because I know these fuckers like food. That's what they like. Just put some, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Have a serve sandwiches or something. Maybe a funnel case. That's what I would do. But. $10 funnel cakes in the shape of Jesus, the cross, or some shit like that.
Food is the best way.
Oh my God.
Definitely the best way.
Oh, I'm selling shots. Oh, I'm selling beer.
Larry should be selling parking spots.
Hell yeah.
Charge those motherfuckers.
Absolutely.
Also, we got a few minutes left here in the big show. Man, it's been going fast. But these, the Greg Locke clips are always. Yeah. What's this one?
The gifts have not ceased. And I'm going to be bold enough to and loving enough to say this. If you go to a church that consistently preaches that the gifts have ceased, you will eventually reach a place of disobedience.
What?
Because you either believe the Bible or you believe Dr. Wigglejaw and Sister Bottle Stopper.
Yes.
Dr. Wigglejaw and Sister Bottle Stop?
Are they witches or something?
He's going after other preachers.
Oh, I see. This is
you believe Dr. Wigglejaw and Sister Bottle Stopper. I don't care how much preaching your PhD pastor has. I got it too. Preach hellfire damnation. If you go to a church that does not believe that the Holy Spirit can still move, I'd get out so fast, it'd make that Bible denying preacher's head spin.
Hell yeah. And give me your money.
He dropped the mic, literally.
He should. Like, I want
to
see that.
Make that Bible denying preacher's head spin.
Move, I'd get out so fast, it'd make that Bible denying preacher's head spin.
He's right, though.
Don't make me drop mic and walk out. I will. I'm hungry. I've been fasting.
Oh, fuck off. Hey, listen, man. I'll tell you what. This fucking business, this cutthroat preacher business, dude, imagine you have a brick. This is why his strategy is good. You have a brick and mortar church. You've paid off, you're paying a mortgage on, or you're renting or something. Your operation, all of a sudden, this massive competitor just puts up a tent and kills your fucking business.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And a lot less overhead.
It's a fucking tent. It's a big tent.
Right.
But it's a tent. And Greg Locke can sit there in his tent, and if he's forced to leave at some point, well, he just packs up. It'll cost him. But it's not like leaving like a church.
Right, right.
He's disrupting all their business. He must be. How many people come to that a day?
I don't know.
He said 3,000?
I don't know. Well, and he wants bigger.
Dude, that means that they're leaving those churches that are there. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, man.
When animals get pissed.
Shit.
Why
didn't God do something about these fucking sharks?
Bahia de Tobari, Mexico.
Ooh, wee wee. Oh.
Manuel Lopez was diving in Tobari Bay.
God damn it.
When a great white estimated
sharks.
6 meters, that's 22 feet, everybody.
Fucking shit. That's bigger than a car.
Wait. 6 meters, 6, 12, 18, 19 feet.
Okay.
19.
Whichever.
Feet.
That's big as fuck.
He reportedly had no air tank, was using air from above the water as he was scallop diving.
Okay.
This is an interesting. This has to be a translation, I'm assuming.
Right.
Because it says, spokesman Jose Bernal said, he was diving when the animal attacked him, impressively ripping off his head and biting both shoulders.
Yeah, fuck me. Oh, my God.
Impressively.
He ripped off his head in the water. Oh, these animals don't give a shit about us. Damn it. Fuck these sharks. Oh, horrible. We need to defund the sharks, too.
Lopez is understood to have ignored warnings as he needed to make cash from shellfish.
See, God,
divers and fishermen give the local government a yearling fishing fee of
poverty,
around 7,200 pesos, which is like $400, to fish the area. Experts said great white sharks are most prevalent in the Gulf of California, where the attack happened during December and January. When pregnant female sharks enter the area, sharks will often search for fat-filled sea lions to feed upon.
Yes. Oh, fuck.
The
Are sharks allowed to have abortions? Or do they just have these kids?
The bay was closed for 24 hours after the attack.
What difference does it fucking make? All right, time's up. No more eating anyone. We can only eat one person.
Isn't it safer now if it's eaten?
These hungry...
Don't you... Do you want to wait 24 hours when it's hungry again?
Yeah, this guy is
and then reopen?
Oh, yeah. This poor guy's diving for scallops to make money.
Ripped off his head and shoulders.
But you should avoid diving in these pregnant fucking sharks are hungry. They're eating people. Fuck that.
Right.
Is there a way we can just give them birth control so they stop having babies? The pregnant shark. I'm just thinking about what that means. That means that shark's just going to be shitting out little baby great whites.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe.
Go swimming, everybody.
That
sucks, man.
Yeah, I mean.
Scallops.
Pretty awful.
Oof.
We should have a couple more minutes here only.
Yay!
The I did have a tiger attack story too.
Okay.
Authorities in South Africa,
hello,
are searching.
I didn't know they had tigers.
Tiger
gone.
That escaped from its enclosure at a private farm.
Oh, fuck this! At a private fucking farm,
killed a dog, injured
fuck
a
that.
Man.
No, man. Fuck these. You cannot have these animals.
Residents have been warned to be on high alert in the Walkerville region south of Johannesburg to avoid and avoid confronting the animal. Okay, deal. Oh, her name is Sheba. If
Sheba,
you do happen to run
get
into
the fuck
her.
Away from me. Holy shit. If somebody said, hey, everybody be on high alert, some dumb fucking redneck let his pet cougar get out. Oh,
they
my
suspect,
God.
The female tiger named Sheba is hiding in a bushy area for shade. They're hoping she'll start moving around again once the heat subsides or when she needs to go find water.
Fuck this. You fucking idiot with your dumb
Their first priority
farm.
Is to tranquilize the animal with a dart and bring her back safely.
What?
The tiger escaped after a fence. At
That's the first priority?
Where it was,
oh.
Was cut by burglars.
Oh, God. You see what I mean? There's no tigers in South Africa.
The thieves cut the fence to enter and exit the property. The tiger saw that and used the cut fence to escape. The big cat, which is believed to be 8 years old, is kept on the farm as a pet.
Is it was it the thieves' purpose to steal the tiger, or were they just
no,
thieving?
I think they
Guys,
were just thieving.
What shitty thieves.
And the tiger was like, hey, thanks.
You didn't case the joint to see, oh, you're going to break into it and not check to see if there's
well,
a
maybe
large...
maybe they didn't care.
Man, that's a fuck up, isn't it?
Maybe they knew the tiger was
shitty
there. They
thieves.
They just they went for whatever treasures that were
Guys are asshole thieves,
for.
And you unleash this dumb fucking tiger. Fuck you guys. Fuck these people. If you have a tiger as a pet or any other big cat, go fuck yourself. Have a good weekend.
Not a Maine Coon, though. Those are awesome.
Oh.
Thanks for joining us. We'll do it again next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern, most weekdays. Then we're available at crabdiving.com or at your favorite podcasting app. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck. And check out what Ryan's doing. He's on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook. And RatedRComedy.com. Sorry.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also freaking Vile.
Blessed weekends to all. We'll hit you up again next week.
Yay.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.